Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows, and it's brought to you by our friends over there at Hooters. And Hooters does all sorts of good things for you, including giving you 11 chances at lunch specials. They got 11 of them. All of them start at $8. That's pretty good. Wash it down with an ice-cold Budweiser. Head to Hooters today and thank them for bringing you this Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy International Dance Day.
Oh, heck yeah. You know I'm celebrating.
Downtown Gilbert is going to be.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Gilbert is going to be.
Oh, man.
Hyped.
Tonight?
Forget it. Dance Day in Gilbert. What day isn't International Dance Day in Gilbert?
Joyride, Mario Queen.
Joyride, head over to Dirk's, meet some lady. How many children do you have?
Four.
Oh, my God. I need one with at least seven. It's the only place that works the other way. She's got four kids, so I'm a little skeptical. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of kids. It's not enough. She's been wasting her youth.
Yeah. Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Albert Einstein wasn't the only scientist with that name. M.E. Einstein from Purdue University came up with the definitive equations for measuring how a pork carcass decomposes. And Rosemarie Einstein from the University of Leeds ran a study where she concluded that college students don't like taking surveys.
She did a good study. Good job, RM.
The dates 4-4, 6-6, 8-8, 10-10, and 12-12. All fall on the same day of the week each year.
No kidding.
Even
this
year,
they're all on Sunday. Next year, they'll all be on Monday.
Good question about the leap year thing. Did that screw it up? It moves the whole thing forward because it starts in April. So it always, if it was January, you're right, it would screw that up. But it's all in
after
the leap year, so it would all move, everything would move forward.
All right.
Excellent point.
The chemical compounds that cause a skunk smell in the old beer are the same compounds that actual skunks have in their spray.
Really? Wow. What is it?
Skunk compound.
No, it didn't really get into the compounds. Just the word compound.
Yeah.
Good answer, scientist Brady.
Einstein.
Skunk.
It's Bill Nye.
The skunk compound, of course, is what we're talking about. I think I made that fairly clear.
According to a new study, you decide how much coffee to drink based on how your heart is feeling.
Nope.
I don't know about that one. I have none. So I have no heart.
Yeah.
Because I have no desire to drink coffee.
Researchers found your body can tell your blood pressure is high or when your heart is working overtime, and it makes you crave caffeine less. So if your body is telling you it doesn't want caffeine.
Is that why you don't drink caffeine, Brady?
No, I do. I drink caffeine.
You're saying people with high blood pressure and
don't
want caffeine.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't listen to it. That your body can tell you. Your heart can.
Hmm.
I don't know. My mom had high blood pressure, and she was always drinking coffee.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah.
Did she have medication? Or?
No.
She didn't take the pills?
Just dealt with
she
it.
Does now, but back then. You know, yeah.
Are you an HPP guy?
No.
No?
No. Luckily, I didn't get that.
There's a reason. You kept it together. No offense, Brett. I'm just talking to Brett for a second. You kept your life together and you didn't force it on yourself through behavior and terrible activity. Go ahead, Brady.
If you're lucky, bro.
If you can muster up the air, do another story.
Got any sleeveless shirts in your closet?
Yeah. Oh, no. You want to dress like Rafi Nadal? I know a yard sale where you can get two rather stretched out ones, but you could still make them work.
A farmer in Lodi Township, Michigan, has been in a fight with his neighbor named Wayne Lambarth. It's been a fight for the past year on about the property line. So the farmer just decided to make it clear where he thinks the line is by building a 250-foot wall between the two yards.
It's a genius, great move.
It is, and it's
it
a wall.
It always works.
Made out of poop.
Wow. He had that much poop at the ready?
He had some animals. He took the manure from the cows.
That's pretty good. Built a poop wall.
Yeah.
You know, the bad thing about the poop wall is your side still exists, too. So you might be telling that guy, here's a poop wall. Ha, ha, ha. But you still have to deal with it, too.
He says, look, it's not a poop wall. It's a compost fence.
No, it's a poop wall.
It's a poop wall. Although, if he's growing beautiful things off of it, it might actually be kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of compost walls out in Gilbert area.
But if you did like a garden on it.
On it?
Quite beautiful.
We call them compost pavers.
Is that what it is?
They are.
Yeah.
Not of them all together, but if you, you make a nice little floor.
Mm-hmm.
The baby naming website, Nameberry, just released its list of names that parents in the U.S. are searching for the most.
Oh, God.
The boys' names
Takeisha.
Are real traveling salesmen going to town.
What?
The boys' names.
What was that? Hold on. Take a breath. You're all right.
They're saying, are traveling salesmen going town to town by stagecoach selling tonic stuff? That's what they're of that age. Yeah.
Whew, man, this is going to be tough to figure out. So you're saying that the study says they're doing old-timey 1800s names.
Yeah.
Like Jebediah's coming back.
According to the guy that was going over the list. Yeah, the five boys' names the most popular people are searching for.
Ezekiel.
Silas, Atticus, Arlo, Theodore, and Finn.
Man,
Atticus.
All of them live in Gilbert, Arizona.
Yeah, these are
this is cracker white
kids
coming out of that. Finn. The only Finn that's ever been black was in Star Wars, and that's because it's a fantasy in the future. And he was a stormtrooper. Nobody knew. I think that was just the thing because he had FN on his serial number.
Yeah, FN921 or something like that.
I don't know what that's nerdy, but.
I didn't say it was accurate. It's something like that.
It was just FN.
The girls' names, Luna, Maeve, Aurora, Aurelia.
God.
Isla. Isla.
What happened? Isla. Like, they're all naming. This is the danger of, like, my generation cramming into the generation behind us. They're naming all their kids hot girl names, and there's no possible way that percentage can live. What are the hot girl names of the future if not Luna? If you've got too many Lunas, you've destroyed a hot girl name. There's never been a Luna. What were the other ones? There's a bunch of hot girl names on there.
Aurora.
Aurora? Nobody's ever met an awful Aurora. Like, she's a good dancer.
Aurelia.
I don't know about that one. She might be a chunk.
Herthel. Yeah.
Herthel
and
huge.
Bertha.
No, Gertie.
You name your kid Bertha, you know exactly what you're getting. She's going to blow up. There's never been a hot Bertha. You guys got to meet my chick. She's a model. She's from France. Her name is Bertha. She's going to get fat, dude. You know that, right?
A new study out of the University of Roehampton in the UK wanted to see if there was a connection between kinky sex and drugs.
Yep.
There is.
Yep.
They found that people who are into illegal drugs are also more likely to do non-traditional sexual activities, the BDSM, and having one-night stands.
All right. Yeah, because your inhibitions are shot.
Yeah. Oh.
Just an average night in Old Town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Scottsdale. I mean, we know that.
John, you say a list of names that parents are looking for? I know one in Montana that Richard isn't one of them.
Man. Good shot.
I've got that? Some smugglers.
Hold on, I'm not done. basking in that.
let's
great
that
one, listener. What do you have?
He's got smugglers news okay. And it's not pulling up.
Oh,
right
that's
now.
Good because then we can still think about that shot at you and your dad.
Let Come it on. Stew.
What happened to normal naming kids? We talked about that a lot, but and it's because everybody thinks their kid's so special.
I went off the grid a little bit.
Kirby?
Maybe a little, yeah.
Yeah.
A little.
But I went to the point.
What were your other
KGB,
choices?
KGB.
Well, yeah, I know. You wanted to name her after the Russian spy agency.
What?
Yeah. You regret that. What were the other options?
I don't remember.
You don't remember any of them? Kirby was it?
No, there are other options. I just don't remember. You pick the winner.
He just dismissed
throw
all
the
of
others.
Really?
The
That's the one.
Yeah.
I know my parents' other options for me.
What were they?
Alvar Augustus Holmberg.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we had any family names in the Bunny.
Oh, just God.
Real Bunny.
Dick family
what
names.
What if it was Bunny Bogan?
family names. Yeah, go down your dad's family tree and see if there's any great names. And Toledo's would just be like the family tree. He'd be oak or pine. Because there's just a tree there, see? There's no people on it. Yeah. How fast would I have hung
myself? Great-grandfather was Amer.
If you were Amer Bogan and I was Alvar Holmberg, we'd be...
the Amer and Alvar show.
You'd have made it. You'd have made it out of that because you'd have rose-colored glasses, some Amer nonsense, saying how great your grandpa was. It was an honor.
You'd have grabbed a rope?
I'd have been... A four-year-old hung himself today in Lowell, Indiana.
Al Holmberg found.
Wouldn't have been Al either.
Oh, people, come on.
First day of school would have been a nightmare. Alvar, Augustus, Alva.
Hey, Augie.
Here. Your name is Alvar, dude?
Yeah. They would have thought it's a typo, too, the teacher, seeing the Alvar. And, oh, that's Alan.
No.
No, there's too many consonants there. Yeah,
it's too clearly. Yeah. Write down the word Alvar and tell me it looks like anything else.
Boy, they messed this one up.
Yeah, it would have been. I'd have been dangling from handlebars. I'd have been short enough to hang myself off of something little.
Amor?
Alvar.
Amor. That would be terrible. You're in the wrong class.
Who put the foot down on
my
that?
My mom.
Mom or dad?
Stayed in the hospital an extra 2 days because in Indiana you used to have to name the kid before you could leave. 2 days extra in the hospital until she called me John, and I later found out that was her old boyfriend in high school's name.
All right.
All right. So I'm named after... What could be my other dad? Imagine that, Toledo. I have two choices.
Two dads. Dick.
But I look enough like Dan that I know it's not. She just wished it was.
I've got some smuggler's news.
All right, go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan. These are stories about people getting caught with contraband and getting busted. We call it the smuggler's news.
Good post.
There's a 37-year-old guy named Keith Adams in Largo, Florida, and the cops caught him.
Bertie Higgins.
With a glass pipe. Cocaine residue. It was Saturday. He was driving with a friend. When they took him to jail, they found he was trying to smuggle in drugs by hiding them in his prosthetic leg.
Genius.
Cops found fentanyl, Xanax, hidden inside the leg. So he's hit with more felony drug charges.
Okay.
The other smuggler was a guy, Kevin McKenzie. He was accused of trying to smuggle tiny songbirds into the U.S. from Guyana. There was a singing contest in Queens, New York, bird singing contest. The guy smuggled 35 songbirds. He put them in curlers, in the hollow plastic curlers.
And then put them in his hair.
Well, he actually made...
your hair is
but how do you keep it quiet then?
Your head.
Songbirds.
There's a lot going on up in my hair right now.
Don't you never mind.
Just look another direction, please.
He wore baggy pants, so he had spats, curlers around his ankles, and then he had around the chest, you can see.
And the birds were quiet?
You see the little tiny head.
They're so little.
Yeah.
And the dude wore big baggy pants. Looks like he's got firecrackers wrapped around his legs. He's not making it through an airport like this.
Yeah, right when you walk through that x-ray and the...
He was serious about winning that contest. Oh, yeah. So he got 35 birds. Like one of those was going to hit.
Well, you could win up to $10,000.
And how does a guy...
In the songbird contest.
In Guyana...
Who are the judges?
...know about the Queens, New York contest? What is this? It's coming to America all over. I'm going to Queens to win the songbird contest.
Can you imagine all the bird poop all over his leg and stuff from that long of a flight?
Oh, man.
According to the federal authorities,
He made it to Kennedy,
Guyanese variety of finch birds are more desirable than the American species. So he was stacking.
He made it to JFK Airport, though.
Yeah.
Before
that's
he got
what I'm
caught.
Saying.
That's
he got...
an amazing stink. You're right. Sitting next to that guy. And you can't say anything. It's like, you can't say this guy next to me smells.
Our final.
You're on a flight from Guyana. It probably smells like different food anyway. But didn't expect the bird droppings to. Oh, my God. How did he know about that?
The Songbird Contest.
Anyone
in Queens?
Guyana know about the Queens Songbird Contest. I have 35 of those.
$10,000 on the line, the word's going to get out.
It's got to be like $1,100 to get to New York.
Yeah, from the flight. I mean, you could You're right. You could whittle that grand.
You got to pay taxes. It's all for $3,000. 35
birds. He's got a smoking deal on that.
All right. Maybe he stole the birds, but $3,500 to win. Maybe. I guess that's huge in Guyana. I don't know much of the Guyanese.
Yeah, he's going. He's doing up and back. Yeah. He's not staying there for a day or two.
I don't know what their GDP is down there in Guyana, but I bet you $3,500 American goes a long way.
Guyana, Super 8, couple of nights.
Couple of, yeah.
So the birds.
Your overhead's $2,000, let's say. You get taxed on this thing, so you're now, you're walking away with $3,000, maybe.
Maybe a little more.
And you got to get the birds
but
back.
But then again, now you have the birds, and you have a winning breed.
Then what? You got to sell them?
Start selling the birds.
You're studding out your birds?
Yeah.
That's so then weird. That's another month in the Motel 8 because selling 35 is a lot.
Shut out Wayne Newton, Songbird.
And you got to eat. So then you're busting into your $3,000 winnings. By the time you fly back, you just have bird money.
It's a return on
birds,
investment.
John. It's an endless cycle.
I take my $3,000 of them. I free those bitches and I go home.
And I wonder what he makes on the birds.
That's what I mean. How much is a Guyanese songbird?
A finch.
You can get me one. Somebody's got one in the classified.
Amazon Prime. You get it next day.
I wish I could find that old tape. I don't like crank calls too much. They're funny sometimes. But I called that in the newspaper. There was an ad for babies for sale, and I just called as a creepy guy. I didn't know they're called little babies, and it just said little babies for sale. And I was calling about the baby sale. Lady on the other line says, "Oh yeah, I've got four of them. They're ready to go. Anytime you want to come look." How old are these, babe? Are they in diapers still, or what are we looking at? And I just remember her going, this call is so weird. But she went on with it.
How many babies did you buy?
I wanted to buy a couple after she was done. She was a very strong salesman.
Our last smuggler.
It's like $200 on the low end.
For a Guyanese songbird?
Yeah.
So what's a champion get you? $350. $500?
Yeah, maybe $500.
I can't do math that fast, but let's sell.
If you sell 20 of them, that's $4,000.
If you sell 20 of them,
so that's 17.
He got 35.
He got 35 of them at $500 a piece. If you're going
500, 500 is the champion.
Yeah, you're going 17.5. Yeah.
Average, you're going 3. I don't see it happening. I don't see
you
getting rid of all of them.
That's a good trip.
It would be a lucrative trip. I guess it's starting to add up. It's starting to make sense. On the other hand, I just get a job, work hard, try to make $17,000 in a couple of years.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are $100.
Yeah, they're not. And I don't think it's like the housing market. I don't think there's a bidding war. It's a very narrow cast group that's coming after your birds.
You don't think there's a bubble happening?
I talked to Doug Hopkins, and he'll buy your birds. And no repairs, nothing, no commission fees, just cash offer.
Our final smuggler was Amy Wilhite, 39 years old. She copped to a felony indictment charging her with a delivery of a concealed weapon, small .22 caliber revolver.
Yeah, no.
She put up her JJ.
No.
Which direction do you go? Barrel first?
I would think.
Depends on the girl, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a .22, though. You don't want to go hammer backwards in there.
No.
This one hammer's got to smoothly flow like in with its curve.
It could. Oh. Get smooth up in her pretty easy. She's going to get 10 years
like
in prison.
A Walther PPK. This is a tiny one. It is kind of a Walther. This is a little guy. And she stuffed that in there. Yeah, yep. You could get that in a girl. No problem.
Security guard said the smell of black powder and tuna was.
That's enough.
Jeez. Gave it away.
Come on.
You're a great crowd. That's your smuggler's news.
Oh, that's just a little derringer.
Yeah, it's a tiny one. Any girl worth her weight could haul one of those for you cross country.
John, FYI, bird breeding is like horse breeding. Ask your mom. It's very lucrative.
Well, my mom knows
about it. Did your mom buy a horse?
No.
Oh. I don't know what he's saying.
Talk about my mama for it.
Yo mama is.
Your
mama knows so much about horses. What are you talking about?
When I get home, I'm going to hit your mom.
Ask my mom. Ask your mom how she feels about my horse situation.
A 38-year-old.
Now I need to know. What the hell are you talking
about? Ask your mom.
Did you recently sell a horse to my mother?
Uh-oh. Your mom does have a new place to live. Did she bring a horse with her?
No. She didn't know. I mean, they might have a unicorn living in there. My sister's involved.
A 38-year-old FedEx driver in New York was in his truck. singing at a stoplight on Tuesday, and he was singing to himself when a 22-year-old named Alexander Carrion started yelling at him because he thought FedEx guy was flirting with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
FedEx driver tried to ignore him and drove off, but a few minutes later, he saw Alexander running towards his truck with a bow and arrow, carrying a bow and arrow. He's throwing an arrow at him.
Wow. He's threatened by the FedEx driver.
He sped off, called 911. The police tracked Alexander down. They recovered the hunting bow along with four arrows. Now he's facing some charges.
Let me tell you
this. Four Ted Nugent CDs.
Yeah, this is, yeah. and some venison was left behind. I got to tell you, and this is no offense to FedEx drivers, but at no point in my life have I been threatened that any woman of mine's leaving me for the guy dropping off the packages. That's more on me.
You haven't seen any dashing
That's
bastards?
That's more on my confidence. Well, there could be a dashing FedEx bastard.
He's singing. He's got no job.
Right. I mean, that's really what you're dealing with is you feel pretty bad about yourself that the FedEx dude can sweep her off her feet with just a drop off.
No Drew Gamboa's dropping off stuff?
You are my lady.
No, Drew would never. No, Drew works for FedEx because life fell apart. And that's not a shot at FedEx drivers. I just don't think if you're dropping off. I'm just saying from my personal experience, I think I speak for everybody in the room.
Oh, yeah.
FedEx driver comes up to the door. I don't think, what's this guy want? Is he going to take my life? He's taking everything from me.
I had to unpackage for you, sir. I got your Dua Lipa Sugaboo shirts.
Which are on the way, by the way.
Of course they
and
are.
And necklaces.
Did you get your Caitlin stuff yet?
Yeah, where's the
not
Caitlin
yet.
Stuff?
Not yet. Not quite. I got excited yesterday. FedEx pulled up. I thought my Sugaboo necklaces were here.
We have a revenge porn court case. 43-year-old Bethany Austin found out her fiance was sexting with another woman.
Uh-oh.
They had an Apple iCloud account shared, so any of his texts would...
Went on to her thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So she sees the pictures of the girl.
Oh, boy.
There's some nudes with both of them. Well, they... She breaks it off, and then her fiance says about her that, well, we broke it off because she's crazy. She's like, let me explain myself. Right. I'm crazy? Here's why we broke up.
Right.
The case goes to court. They find her guilty.
Wait, it's just a girlfriend.
But the girlfriend...
For breaking into his iCloud.
Into the iCloud. The problem was he's fine being in the pictures, but the girl... was not submitting the phone. That's intrusion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's a porn distribution.
Yep.
It's like revenge porn.
She's looking at 3 years in prison.
Good. Keep your nose out of the dude's cloud.
Well, no, that guy got away with it.
That's right.
And that's right, Brady. That's why we always yell at those guys that call up and they're on their wife's plan. Like, it's Melissa calling and it's actually John or something like that.
Yeah, my wife pays for everything.
There you go, pal.
All right.
Get your own phone.
That's right. Because then you can throw her in jail when she starts peeping in your cloud.
Right. Broke dicks.
As Steve,
you know what's going to happen to those guys? FedEx guy's going to come sweep that lady right off her feet. You're going to see a FedEx dick in your cloud.
As Steve Irvin, wants you to read the headline there.
Channel 15, Steve Irvin.
Yeah.
Boulder's Block Road in Boulder County near Boulder, according to Boulder County Sheriff's Office. What? Steve Irvin, tonight on 15, Boulder, 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 Holder, Shoulder, Boulder. That is literally the headline. Yeah. Boulder's Block Road in Boulder Canyon near Boulder, according to Boulder County Sheriff's Office.
Heavy on the boulders.
A lot of boulders. Well, they named it for a reason.
We'll get to some...
I like that Steve did that. That was a good guess.
This is a Wild World Brady video.
Okay. Well, how's it? Okay. I guess. Go ahead.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World Brady video. A little horrifying bird scene in Australia. This was like a bad episode of Beretta. Cockatoos overtake this little town.
Oh, God.
You should see the video and how many cockatoos are on this little cul-de-sac, it looks like. Oh, no, it's... It curves around. It's not a cul-de-sac, but it's the street that they show.
It doesn't matter.
Reporting here.
Brady's bringing down the Google Maps.
I looked at it. When I first looked at it, it looked like just the neighborhood and the cul-de-sac.
Kind of a dead end.
I don't even know what the story's about. What are we doing? Cockatoos and a cul-de-sac.
Beretta is all I got
out of the birds.
The cul-de-sac cockatoo.
Hitchcock film, but it's okay. Cockatoos.
Yeah, you riffing afterwards.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. We need a city planner for this video. By the way, Corey Burgett just said, chestnut-bellied seed finches trapped in Guyana, highly sought crooners, with males sometimes selling as much as $10,000.
Whoa.
So maybe that trip was worth it for Guyana, if he's got. That's from the New York Times.
Shiny coat.
Okay, he's got a commercial first for this. I guarantee you this is not going to live up to anything, this cockatoo video we're about to watch.
Brady sold it. Come on now.
Exactly.
We got to wait for the ad to end.
So worth the job.
The health and wellness company.
That's a good-looking dog. Oh, my Lord, though. And they just got loose, these things?
No, they grow wild. They're like your lovebirds.
Little migration.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nightmare.
Where's this at?
Australia.
Oh. They've already got terrifying birds in Australia, the cassowary, and then that other thing that screams every morning. Oh, that was.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the noise.
What's that? I can't remember the name of it.
Kookaburra.
Kookaburra.
Oh,
what is it?
It's a, we'll listen to the sound of a kookaburra.
I can get you one.
Yeah, they're 10 grand. And the song, you don't want them singing, that's for sure. They are the worst animal alive. They find your.
Only pay for what you need.
They find your closest window.
And
then the other guy goes, all right, there's some American tourists in here, mate. Get them. And then this happens for hours, starting at 6 in the morning. It's never ending. They never stop. God. 6 o'clock, Sydney. Wake up, everyone, huh? Come on, mates. You're not used to that sound yet. You look a little bag-eyed there. What's going on? Did you ever sleep with a Molly Duca last night?
That's the Australian morning cock.
It was. It absolutely was. And it was like my cousin Vinny when the owls would, every morning, 5:25, that goddamn noise started. Like, oh, God. You look a little tired there last night. Have a row with the wife. Right. You're looking for some tucker? When does that noise end? Never, mate. Never. It's the beautiful sounds of Land of Oz.
And that's just one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, and they goof on you, too, because you're like, oh. And you look outside and you see him. He's like 100 feet away and he's looking at you like, that's right. You pile of garbage. I'm aiming this at you. And you're like, oh, okay. It stopped. And then you go back to sleep for a minute and he's closer.
Open the window.
I see you, you son of a bitch. Try your pile of garbage. Welcome to Oz. You know what's great about being Australian? You don't hear this noise. It's only for you Americans.
That's your wild world.
Sounds like we're laughing for a reason. Because we are. It's never ending. It is never ending. When I was in that, I loved Australia. I slept about 11 minutes. I was going to bed. We're going to go to bed. The sun's down. We've got to go to bed. Why? Because that thing's going to wake us up and not stop. We got to just start our day. Time to get up, assholes. We're the Americans. Ah, they're over here at this stupid thing. Look at the Molly Duca wife's up. I bet you. He was, well, did you have a nice time last night with your wife, getting the old gutted rabbit out? What are you saying?
But grammar.
Did you hear our birds? I did. Careful on the beach. There's a cassowary. What's that? 6 foot, 175-pound ostrich with a hammer for a head? Talons that'll disembowel you in less than a second. Why do people live here? Make it stop. Oh. But I want to go back. That's the crazy part. If it weren't
finally,
for that flight.
One last quick radio video. You searched your porn last night, John. You found new porn.
I didn't
porn
do it last night.
Oh, whatever. This
watching
week.
The Suns.
Well, I did last night, and okay. I found a little porn.
All right.
For me.
Oh, no.
It's amazing.
Is it still Wild America?
No, I closed it up.
I didn't hear. Did I close it? I don't remember.
You're down under.
Yeah. Go ahead. We're going to watch Brady porn. Is it a fish?
Oh, come on.
No, there's no video. Get the video up.
It's supposed to be there. There it is.
Well, it's a girl cooking bacon in slow-mo. She's not even that good looking.
No, but look at the flip.
She's got bacon waist. This is just a girl
forehead.
Flipping bacon over.
Sizzling bacon.
She's balder than the both of us combined, Brady. What are we looking at?
She's got
You did notice the girl in the video, right?
Yeah, but
there's two things here.
Look,
bacon and notice. Remember, he's got a brand new flat top.
Oh, do you have a flat top now?
No, not yet. But notice,
notice
the car back there.
What?
I was there on that film. That's my
this
ride.
This is yours?
No, it's not.
Oh, is it Lincoln Outback in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute. Is it?
You recognize the Lincoln Outback?
Oh, yeah, the front grill.
Jesus Christ.
So what's going to happen here?
Nothing. This girl just keeps flipping bacon.
Are you kidding me?
Porn.
What is this?
Yep. That's my here's porn.
It's some broad flipping bacon.
Here's the worst part of the video, Brett. She's doing it in her carport, which means she's poor.
Classy.
She's broke. She's got a hot plate.
I'm sure your chick's bacon. Crying. We're in some nice spots.
Actually, one was in a...
Come on.
Look, first things first about me. I don't beat off to poor people porn.
You're not doing stuff in RVs.
I go to classy places.
You go outdoors.
I find a nice room. I'm not doing this.
You Zillow the porn beforehand.
I have actually tried to Zillow porn. But I go to the nicer. I'm not doing the disgusting college dorm room porn.
All right, let me throw
you're right. There's better bacon.
Let me throw in some redemption videos.
You
know.
Let me tell you this.
Yes, please do.
There's no good bacon porn. There's no good bacon video. Let me just tell you that from a normal person's perspective. You can't have somebody flipping bacon and call it a good movie.
Was the Twisted Bacon this week or was that last week?
That was last week.
And Bert
and
tried
he gave it.
Yeah, Medea tried it, yeah.
And it tasted like bacon.
Yeah, it did. Shocker. But it was crispier and it was a little less greasy, but
all right.
It's just bacon.
Here we go.
Girl's getting hurt.
Here we go for Bert.
What is that? Oh!
Yes.
She's drilling something.
And it caught.
And it caught the nail and swung that heel of the drill into her.
Oh,
that noise is the drill catching.
Right on the nose.
And spinning her hand out of the way and smashing her in the nose.
Oh,
she didn't realize.
She learned about torque.
That's exactly what that is.
I told you about torque before, you idiot.
I never thought I'd need it.
This one's Tammy from 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Oh, no.
Got caught in a ball pit.
Is this true? That's not really her.
No.
Why is she wearing no pants?
Well, she's got... You ever been...
She's caught... Okay, she's caught in the cargo net.
She went through the netting.
And it's in her...
Yep. You're going to have to shut down that ball pit.
It's in her colon.
Oh. She swallowed the ball pit.
You're welcome. Here's another one for Brett. Here's another one for Brett.
Oh. What am I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a kid's hand in the door.
No, it's her hand. Girl's hand.
Oh, my God. It's a woman's hand being slammed in a car door.
The 3 Series Tesla.
Oh, man. Stop it. It's on a loop. Nope.
All right. I saved your bacon, Brady.
Thank God.
Toledo videos.
The FedEx driver just sent me his weekly paycheck. He goes, we make bank. You do. If this is your weekly paycheck, you're doing great. He made $16,151.28 on his last check.
In a week?
Evidently, 2 weeks.
Got to be 2 weeks.
West Jordan, Utah. It's pretty good work, kid.
Man.
Is that annual, though? Oh, that's year to date. You don't make bank. I thought that was your weekly check.
Year to date? It's May.
I'm sorry. His weekly check was $1,600. I'm not going to lose a beloved to a FedEx driver.
Bank.
I looked at that and I saw the 16. I'm like, these guys are killing it. That's like 700 grand a year. No. His net pay was 1670. Here's my weekly. We make bank. Oh, if it's a weekly check, that's pretty good. 16. That's not bad. But I'm still not losing any chicks at all to the FedEx driver. Brady, are you worried about the FedEx guy popping up? Going, man, this guy's got a life I can't give my wife. And I like FedEx drivers. I think they do a great job, but I'm just not paranoid about them coming up to the door and winning.
No, just the DoorDash guys.
DoorDash guys. Yeah, there's another one. I'm really not worried about them.
The DoorDash guy.
You know, that would be weird if your wife said,
I lost. The DoorDash guy was so charming.
When did you learn that?
I want to kiss you all
over. He's always giving me gifts.
Yeah, I bought all that stuff.
But he brings them to me.
Bro, what's with the singing? Yeah, I have another package for you. Your husband paid for. Here's some new shoes.
He always brings me shoes.
I bought those goddamn shoes.
I want to kiss you all over. Here's some more shoes.
I make upwards of $1,600 a week.
Making bank.
Your deadbeat husband inside there playing his stupid Tiger Woods golf game. What's he doing for you?
John, us delivery workers work harder in a week than you do all year.
True. Let's that means I'm paychecks. Smarter, too.
Right. I don't know how that's a, how that, wow. How's that an argument?
So hang on a second. I'm making more and I work less and you're calling me an idiot?
Winning.
Okay. All right.
You're dumb.
I think that's called being the champion between the two of us. You work less, make a ton more than me. Loser.
This guy.
This guy. I work harder than you every day of my life. Okay. Am I supposed to do more now? Because I'm not going to. You think I'm going to go get a job at Payway now cooking because I feel guilty about how much you're putting in?
John, I know this will come as no surprise.
Oh, but wait. Time out. Also, you do this job for a week and succeed. I guarantee I'd be a FedEx driver for the rest of my life.
Yes. There you go.
Let's switch gigs.
John, trust me. As a DoorDash Uber Eats driver, you have nothing at all to worry about. That must be Vader. You think that's Vader?
Vader.
It's got to be.
Well, I know I'm not worried about Vader swiping away any ladies. Or men. Maybe like in a human trafficking way, but other than that, not too threatened by that. I'm just saying. And I think FedEx guys are great. I mean, you do a great job. You're wonderful people. I've never really worried about
you. You're a job haver.
Yeah, you've never approached my house and made me think, all right, I better start turning on the charm. There's another cock in the hen house.
What happened? I left my husband a
FedEx guy.
The guy just sings.
He just did.
What would you do if I, oh my God, the FedEx guy's here. But sang out of tune.
He's just got his hands up against the window. Would you stand up and are you home?
I can't go for that.
Yeah. Look at her in there.
Lady in red. FedEx package is here.
I'll just leave it at the door.
COVID has skipped. Us apart for a year.
I don't really see it happening. Sorry, FedEx guy. And you're making good money.
$90,000 take homes, nothing to sneeze at, bro.
No, it's not, but it's still not threatening me that I'm going to lose my family. He's throwing Nicholas right now. I'm going to take you a family. All right, give it a run. Whirl it up there, FedEx boy, especially here in summertime. I don't think you're too, you're not going to be the guy that everybody wants to hang out with come July.
Trucks washed.
Watch this.
Armor on the tires.
I'd take a DHL singing. Driver over a FedEx guy.
You did not just say that.
I'm just playing, Nicholas. You work hard. You're doing good stuff. I'm just not threatened by you, and evidently that threatened you. Now, if Rolls Royce has started to roll up, and dudes dressed in tux and tails started to bring packages to the house, and drop money behind, or gold, or whatever. I'd be like, that guy's got
it. You're saying the guy in the party limo pulls up?
Yeah, I might leave for him. Look, party limos are...
So if Steve Keim pulls up and with his party limo?
If Keim shows up, if Steve Keim starts dropping off DoorDash, I'm like, Steve Keim's either broke or he's got an agenda here. I'm a little threatened.
Security.
Yeah, I just love that. Dude, I work so much harder than you every day. Okay. Dummy. I picked an easier job. Why am I the bad guy? Well, at least time-wise. Nicholas, you and I are going to fight somewhere between Utah and Arizona. Winner gets the other guy's wife. FedEx versus guy that doesn't do much. Fart jokes versus Federal Express.
Who will win?
Who will be the champion? There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Let me get into this real quick. Hold on. Excuse me. Pardon me, everyone. So I got delivery drivers up my ass about how much they're pulling. And here's what I'm saying. Nicholas and I are going back and forth. Nicholas Watts, driver up in Utah. And he said, yeah, if you're comparing your salary to mine, I lose. But there's one thing I've learned. Comparing paychecks is like comparing wings with your buddy. Someone's always going to walk away upset. But for the average Joe, I do well. And I say, I'm not even talking about the money delivery driver. I just don't see a lot of women looking out the windows, pining for the next delivery driver to come by and sweep her off her feet. It's not one of those types of jobs. I don't care how much you make. That's not why. I don't really. I mean, how many times you've been at a bar with a buddy? He's like, she left me. Oh, yeah? FedEx driver. God damn, those sons of bitches are stealing them all. Like, it's not a thing. Like, your job is not a swoonable position. Neither's mine, by the way.
Like back in the day when the milkman would show up in the 50s and
right.
do some delivering.
The milkman. The milkman got to know your wife.
Yeah.
That was different. Like he'd haul the milk into the kitchen. Like he hung around. Sometimes he'd drop it off. But the milkman was a known commodity. And like he was out. Pool guys.
Oh, that's what I was just going to say.
Pool guys. They're
we'll
known.
Start hearing from them in the summer. It's like.
Sure.
All there's. I don't know how many pool guys out there, but they all slay it.
Oh, I'm sure.
They all slay it. And that's the thing Nicholas said. I just said, I wasn't talking about the money. Just generally, I've never been threatened by a delivery guy. They could be charming and amazing, but I don't think it's a position that women swoon over. And he said, oh, for sure. Most of us do look homeless. I'll give you that. That's why. I don't really see, you know, super dashing FedEx guy walk up to the door clean as a whistle. He's usually in a hurry.
Yeah.
Vader has chimed in. He is a DoorDasher. We know him well. He said, dear John, I only use my powers of charisma and joie de vivre for good. I never step on any man's toes. I never woo away their woman. I would like you all too much to even consider that. But I did notice that after I showed up at your house one time to deliver pizza, I haven't seen you guys order again after that, which leads me to believe someone fell for the pizza guy at first sight and probably thought all she would have to do is sit on my lap and I'd bring her presents because he looks like Santa Claus. I'll try to tone down the awesome sauce a little bit next time I drive to your place with a pie, Vader. Also, tell Medea to, or tell Bert to keep Medea hidden from the masses. We all love a big ass. See, Vader, you are wooing the ladies. I'm just not that. I just don't know.
He was my delivery driver, and we fell in love.
I'd not heard that story. Maybe it's just the circles I run in.
Every
you guys seem
while,
too busy.
You'll hear the physical trainer that comes over to the house.
Oh, personal. Or, anybody that you interact with.
The horse lessons.
I had a horse lessons?
Guy,
what?
He had a horse ranch up in Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah?
The wife left him for the horse trainer.
Horse trainers are
notorious? What?
That's a unique delivery. You're not dealing with a guy who just goes door to door dropping stuff off. You are dealing with a very unique individual, the horse trainer. That
wasn't necessarily established. He was new into the business.
He was an amateur horse trainer.
25.
He was 25 years old, so he just had a big dong and he liked horses.
I believe
so this lady was looking for anybody.
He had access is what that's called, Brady.
And to prove my point.
She took the dong over the
right, but to prove my point, she waited for a horse trainer. She never even jumped the FedEx guy. That wasn't even on the menu, and this lady was clearly ready to bounce. Yeah. It isn't the money. It's just the idea that there's no real thing between like pool guys in your backyard for a little while. She might feel a little rant. It's all the porn. It's like she's looking out the window. He takes his shirt off. I've never seen a pool guy with abs, but evidently they exist in porn. And she wanders out, you know.
You want something to drink? It's awfully hot.
I'll just dip my feet in your pool if you don't mind.
You mind if I join you?
And the next thing you know, she's burying it in her. Because pool guys tell me that story all the time. All the time. I don't know how true it is. Like wedding DJs. You never bang the bride. You might get a hog bridesmaid. Tops. But nobody's going, God, that wedding DJ's hot. It's just there's certain jobs that just don't woo women. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, FedEx. Sorry, guys.
Brett gets the bride's mom a lot in weddings. They seem to go for him.
And again, just to clear it up to these guys, it doesn't mean, Brett, he'll do that. It doesn't mean, absolutely.
No.
It doesn't mean that FedEx guy can't get a woman. It's just not going to happen on your route. And if it is, it's because she's going to sell whatever she just porch pirated out of your hands for crack. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But good luck to you. And now, you know what? Put it out there, FedEx drivers. I think you should give it a try.
And like you said, you're talking about a 3-minute window or however long
Tops.
That is. That
you got to hurry up.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I got to go. I don't have time for this.
This guy got me.
I had a FedEx package at 9 at night the other night. I hope that guy was boning housewives all day. What are you coming to my house at 9 for? It's just not a job women like, you know, lose their minds over. When you meet him at a bar, it's like, oh, he drives for FedEx. He's got a good job and everything. But she ain't waiting for you to walk up the walkway to give you some FedEx loving. It's just not a thing.
Wife left me to cook at the Waffle House.
right.
Saw him in the window.
Exactly.
It's over.
Not a thing. If it is a thing, you are somehow or another beneath the Waffle House cook.
And it was happening.
And she was not happy with your lot in life.
Just kill yourself.
Right.
Just you're done.
If your wife leaves you for a Waffle House cook,
He hit that dinger. She was gone.
Exactly. I guess I need to try a little harder so I don't lose out to more Waffle House cooks. It just isn't a thing. Even Waffle House cooks are laughing. Like, we don't stand a chance against most guys.
Want that smothered?
That's the only thing he's got on.
You want it smothered?
Damn it, he's good. He's a smooth cook.
And yes.
And if you start to notice that your wife is into the FedEx driver a little more than she should be, she hates you. It's not about him. It's about you.
She is constantly dropping things off at FedEx.
Another guy emailed and said, John, you're right. A FedEx guy, as a delivery driver myself, a FedEx guy could not do your job very well at all. And you can do our job. You know how I know why? I've seen women FedEx drivers. What a misogynist. Hilarious. Let's play a quick game. It's draft day, NFL draft day, which gets us in the mood for the NFL. I want everybody in the same mindset. We do this every once in a while on monumental NFL days. Let's do a little NFL trivia. We'll let you quiz us as a room of three, because Toledo's got to know your question and your answer to make sure that
you're
accurate.
Two and a half. I'm not real good with NFL.
You're not good? Well, we'll get you.
Let him screen the calls in.
All right, you screen them so we get Toledo back in.
All right.
Yeah, you screen the calls, get the question and the answer, make sure it's, but you got to look them up.
Okay.
Because a lot of times the listeners are wrong.
Yeah, you got to double check.
Okay.
Any question you have for us, we'll feed you. We'll give you all sorts of food and we'll throw something in there. We got tickets to things, I think, eventually.
Tickets are starting to bleed out.
Do we have like comedy club stuff?
We can give them comedy club tickets.
We'll give you all that stuff. If you stump us, and that's it, we're pretty good at this. So NFL trivia, Super Bowl era is all we ask, and some good questions that usually pop up from you guys. If you have a question you want to ask us for the NFL, you want to pop it in there, we'll do a little draft day. Let's get ready for football, the year-round sport now. It's the NFL draft is tonight, and we're very excited about it. New draft questions. I think that would be fun. Because that's the thing, like, who was drafted before, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, boy.
You know those guys are going to call up, who was drafted in the seventh round with the 176th pick?
Well, it's Terrell Owens. But ridiculous to even try that on us. I already know that answer. It was the sixth round. Let's do that. 585-9800. That's the phone number. A little NFL trivia. Maybe you'll walk away with some tickets to a stand-up live and then some food. We'll feed you as well. It's 98.
Station identification.